I think the bell's done ringing. Good morning. Welcome to church this morning. You're at the right place. I was just going to give you an update. Pastor Mike texted me this morning, and he said, sends his greetings to the congregation. They arrived on time Friday, and the weather there is while Saturday was beautiful, he said this morning it was raining a little bit, but I'm sure it'll clear off for him. Him and his brother are in Cancun. Well, him and Ann and his brother Mark and his wife Carmen are in Cancun. They're planning to return on Friday the 21st. And then when they get back to the States, Ann is planning to fly to Phoenix to attend her nephew's funeral, which is on the 22nd. And we would like to welcome Patty Graber this morning, who is here today representing the Alpha Center, which is located in Sioux Falls. She is going to share her ministry because today we are celebrating the sanctity of human life. There will be an offering plate in the back of the church to receive a special offering for the Alpha Center. And if you write a check out, make it out to the Salem Church, and we will write one check for the Alpha Center. Another announcement I've been asked to make is our annual meeting will be held on January 30th at 12:45. And that day, the consistory will be hosting a lunch for the congregation following the worship service. And hopefully you all can attend. And following the bylaws of the church's constitution, I have to announce the names of the candidates that have been nominated by the consistory to fill some terms this year. Tim Fryer, he is a nomination for elder. He will be running in his first term. He is the replacement for David Herbold. Ron Schaefer is running as an elder. It'll be his first term. He is replacing Justin Plooster. Ben Crick, he is running for deacon again. It'll be his second term. And Daniel Schaefer will be running for deacon. He is voted to replace Matt Fisher. If you would fold your hands and bow your heads, I will give the opening prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the beautiful day you have given us. I just want to ask you to be with us today and throughout the entire week. Please be with Pastor Mike and Ann as they get a well-deserved vacation in Cancun. I would like to pray for their safe return next Friday. I ask you to fill us with the Holy Spirit and to keep us healthy from all the different viruses that we are dealing with right now and in the future. You are the great physician. In your name I pray, amen. And I guess we'll stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 87, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Good morning.
You may be seated.
I get to do the sharing of joys and concerns. So, do we have any joys and concerns that should be brought up at this time? Yes. We have a birthday girl back there. Happy birthday. Anyone else? I said a prayer to make it easy on me. You guys are you're doing a good job.
I'm just going to say prayers for all the people that are struggling with the COVID thing now. School and
yep.
No Sunday school today because of some of those kinds of things. So just for your human presence.
Okay. We have concern about the all the illnesses that are going around right now, and we ask that we pray about that. So, anything else? If not, I ask you to bow your heads in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this day with open arms and ask that you be among us as we celebrate the sunshine and the warmth. As we celebrate everyone that is able to be here today, and we pray for those that were not be able to be here today because of different illnesses or whatever the situation might be, dear Lord. We ask that your healing hand be among those and that you be with our care center as well, dear Lord, and keep all those people safe and the workers safe as well, dear Lord. It's a big responsibility, and we pray that you would watch over them. We pray, dear Lord, for the day that we're celebrating, the sanctity of life, dear Lord, and that we might be part of sustaining what these people are trying to do in helping others to keep that child alive, dear Lord. We pray for Mike and Ann and his brother and his wife, that they have a good and restful time there, dear Lord, and they will return safely home on Friday. We pray for all those that have birthdays and bless them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we will have our time of offering. I guess all I have to tell you is that there's a box in the back for the offering as well as a special offering plate for the Alpha Center. Jeremiah 1, 4 and 5. The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in my womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Let us stand and sing the doxology. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, for the blessings of this and all our days, we thank you and gracious God, except we pray not just this money, but also our lives freely offered in gratitude for all you have done for us. Use them both in this place and wherever you might take us. Amen. Would you join me now in the words of the Apostles' Creed? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, Justin's going to do children's time.
Thank you. Yep. Any kids that want to come up for Kingdom Kids, you're sure welcome. Good morning. You guys are kind of all spread out. You want to get closer? I have some things here that I brought from my kitchen. I want to see if you can tell me what they're for. Baking. You can roll out a lot of dough and bake things, can't you? How about these? Cookie cutters. Use them to make cookies. Do you guys like cookies?
Yeah.
You get to make them with your mom? They're what?
Crimping
cookie cutters. So, I cut a few this morning. Could you tell me? Gingerbread man, did they all look the same?
Yeah.
Pretty much, other than my messy cutting, right? Okay, now I want you to look next to you. Look at the people sitting up here. Are you all the same? You're not, are you? You don't look the same. You don't act the same. You're completely special. So do you think God uses cookie cutters when he makes us? No, he doesn't. You're one of a kind. Each and every day, he loves you, and he wants you to know you're special. So I'm going to have a prayer here for you, and then if you'd stop here, I've got some cookies for you. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for these children and thank you for life, Lord. We want them to always remember that they are special. They're unique, and they've got your special design, Lord. Let them carry that in their hearts and always be able to come back to that. In Jesus' name, amen.
This morning. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds to the power of your Holy Spirit, that as these scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. We're going to read from Psalms 139. If you want to use your church Bible pews in the pews there or follow on the screen, we'll read the whole chapter. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for the darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, and I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And now we'll hand it over to Patty.
You can give that to Joey. Yeah, he'll be using it. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is wonderful to be here today. I greet you from the Alpha Center staff. I am the client care coordinator at Alpha Center, so I'll be sharing with you today a little bit about what we do at the office and give you a little bit of a glimpse into our day there, the services that we provide, and how you can be involved in our ministry. So I am married to Joey, with the last name Graber. You're probably wondering in this area who the connections are. So Joey is my husband, and his father is Johnny. I don't know if you know Johnny, but he dates Cleo Capsch. So they're there in the back. So that's our connection. And Joey and I actually live on the home place. So we live near Freeman, so I commute to Sioux Falls each day for work. So I'm happy to be here, happy to see some familiar faces, Jay and Cheryl, and so thank you for inviting me today. It's a privilege and an honor. I'm going to start by reading a verse from Genesis 26:4. I will cause your descendants to become as numerous as the stars of the sky, and I will give them all these lands, and through your descendants all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And at Alpha Center, we are all about descendants. We desire so much for these women who come to us with unexpected pregnancies to choose life for their child so that those generations and future generations can see how God blessed them and encouraged them and helped them through a very difficult time in their life, and that the generations would continue. So I'm going to just share with you a little bit about my journey with Alpha Center. It started way back in 1997. Joey and I have 5 children, and when I was pregnant with our 4th child, I wanted to find a way to get involved with the ministry at Alpha Center, but being an hour away from Sioux Falls and being home with 4 children was not practical for me to be up there. So I found out about the hotline, and our phone lines are transferred to our hotline advocates when the office is closed. So from 5:30 in the evening until 8:30 the next morning, we transferred the phones to a line for someone who will answer the phone. So that was something I could do from home. So I got trained and I did that starting in 1997, and I did that for 20 or more years until our 5th child was, she graduated from Freeman Academy, so when she was in high school, I homeschooled them all, but they ended up going to school for the end of their schooling years. I had a little more free time, so I went up to the Alpha Center on a fairly regular basis and met with clients in the office. And so that was how my volunteering there began. Then in 2020, I started working there part-time in the spring, right when COVID hit. The office was closed, our clients couldn't come in for obvious reasons, but we were still able to serve them, and I'll be telling you a little bit more about how we did that during that time. But that's when I started working there, 2 years ago, and in the spring I started working full-time. So yeah, I'm the client care coordinator, so I meet with clients on a regular basis. We do pregnancy tests. If they want options for their pregnancy, we talk to them about their options. We tell them that every woman who is pregnant and is a mom now, every mom has the same 3 options. You can choose to parent, you can choose parents for your child, or you can choose abortion. And if they want those options, we tell them about that. And I'll be explaining a little bit more about what we share with the abortion part of the conversation. But we want them to know that whatever they choose, we're there for them. We love them and we care for them. And so I would like to start by showing a little video of the Alpha Center office. I know it's not practical for you to come up and get a tour, although you are always welcome. We love to show our building to our supporters, but we're going to watch this clip and then we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Alpha Center is a pregnancy resource center located in the heart of the city of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Since 1984, Alpha Center has helped individuals of all ages and various cultural backgrounds from the Sioux Falls community and surrounding area. We provide a wide range of services to women and men experiencing an unexpected pregnancy. Our mission is to clear the confusion surrounding an unexpected pregnancy with positive alternatives, practical support, and a message of hope. We believe in serving each client that walks through our door with compassion in a comfortable, confidential environment. Our friendly staff members greet clients, ministry partners, and volunteers that visit our center throughout each week. We believe in being available whenever you need us, and that is why Alpha Center's phone lines are answered 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, by our trained staff and volunteer hotline advocates. We believe in being good stewards of the resources given us, and our work would not be possible without the generosity of individuals who believe that every human life has value. It is because of this generosity that we are able to offer our clients practical support through no-cost services like lab-quality pregnancy tests, limited obstetrical ultrasounds, STD tests, and options consultations. The decisions surrounding an unexpected pregnancy can feel overwhelming, and we believe in empowering our clients with accurate information that leads to informed decisions. We can support women and men in different ways, through our doctor certificate, parenting education, and mentoring programs, as well as community-based referrals for prenatal care, maternity housing, financial assistance, adoption services, job skill training, and much more. Our incentive-based parenting education programs allow clients to gain confidence and understanding while earning necessary baby items. we believe in sharing medically accurate, factual abortion information, including material about the abortion pill rescue service we provide. Our center does not provide or refer for abortions. We understand that many women and men have personally been affected by abortion, and we seek to offer healing through our after-abortion care program and the Memorial Garden for the Unborn. Beyond the services and programs we provide to our clients, we believe that purity of heart, mind, and soul are essential for living a life of virtue and integrity. We desire to see every client pursue a path of sexual integrity and embrace a new beginning. Above all, we believe positive change is only possible by building relationships through showing the love of God to everyone we meet.
It's just been super great, this whole experience. I'm a new mom and a single mom, so all the information that I can get has been like super, super helpful, from nursing to, you know, their little illnesses.
Alpha Center has been amazing. They have encouraged me, guided me, directed me in a lot of ways. When I was questioning the first part of my pregnancy, they gave me the proper information, and the staff was just very helpful, and I am really grateful for them.
The Baby Bucks program is super great for little things like formula and diapers every once in a while, so it's just been a blessing.
Thank you so much for Alpha Center, and thank you so much for everyone who has been working hard for people like us, so thank you so much.
So that gives you a really good look at what we do at Alpha Center. We offer a wide range of services. And before I go any further, I just have to say that that verse about descendants is really kind of encouraging to me, because I get the privilege of working up at the Alpha Center with our oldest daughter, Erica. She is the executive director at the center. And for me, to see how she went from, during that time I was on the hotline, taking her younger brothers and sisters aside when the phone would ring and saying, "We have to help mom save babies." How that heart of getting involved in this ministry started at that young age. And so now the baton is being passed, and she is also passionate about this ministry, is just a real beautiful thing to me. And also, my family has been such an encouragement to me. I couldn't do this work without Joey. He is my go-to when I've had a really hard day, a client story that is just so hard to work through. He is my sounding block, and he prays for me, and he encourages me, so it really is a family involvement. I want to share with you a few client stories. The two clients that you saw in the video there, I've had the privilege of working with. So the first one, Randy, when she found out she was pregnant, was no longer with the father of her baby, and she did not know what to do. She had two other children. She was alone. She had no family in Sioux Falls. She talked to some friends, and unfortunately also a former pastor of hers, who encouraged her that God would understand if she ended the pregnancy. She was in a rough place. It was not what she had planned, and it would be okay. And so that was what she decided to do. She went down to Omaha, because at the time, thankfully, the Sioux Falls Planned Parenthood Center was closed. This was during COVID. She went down to Omaha, and there were some people out front praying, and she started to feel a little unsure, but she approached the building and started visiting with one of the people that was praying, and they talked with her, and they prayed with her, and she absolutely knew she could not end her pregnancy. So she came back up to Sioux Falls, she found out about us, and she's been participating in the Earn While You Learn program, which is an educational program, and we were very active with that during COVID. We can either see clients in the office, or we can send lessons to their phone, and then we have a conversation with them each week about their lesson, and we did a lot of that when the office had to be closed, so they could still be served. They could still earn their baby bucks, they could still get the education, but just had to keep the office closed for a while. So with those baby bucks, that's the incentive part of what we do. They can purchase the items in our boutique. And you saw a little picture, glimpse there of the boutique. But lots of things that we provide for them. Diapers, clothing, wipes, larger items too, car seats, strollers, all kinds of things. All of it is donated. All of it is new. And so that's the incentive behind the program. So Randy had Annie Rush, she's just about a year now, just over a year. She was born in November, and you saw her pictured there. She was the cute little girl with the crown on her head in the little cradle. Randy told me just recently that the message she wants women to understand is that they can do it. It's hard, and there are a lot of challenges along the way, but if you reach out for the help that's available to you, you can make it work. Annie has not held her back in any way, and those are her words. And she cannot imagine her life without little Annie Rush. So we're so thankful to be able to serve clients like Randy and Kennedy, the other mom that you saw in the video. When she first found out she was pregnant, she had no thought of abortion. She was going to keep her child. There was no question. And unfortunately, she did not have the support of her boyfriend or his family. They pressured her quite a bit, so she ended up breaking up with him, moved in with her parents, got a lot of support from her family, and so she also participated in Earn While You Learn and has been able to provide some things for Asher, her little sweet baby, by doing that. But she has another really encouraging part to her story. About a year ago, one of her friends had an unexpected pregnancy, and she decided to end the pregnancy. So I don't know if you know anything about chemical abortion. I'll be careful about how much I say, but a lot of women choose that option, and unfortunately, it is available in the mail now, which is horrible. But anyway, she chose to end the pregnancy, and it's a set of two sets of pills. So the first pill keeps the embryo from being nourished, and so it causes its death, and the second set of pills expels it from the woman's body. So after her friend had taken the first pill, she regretted it. She regretted her decision. She did not want to go forward with it, and she was scared. So she called Kennedy, and together they found out about APR, the Abortion Pill Rescue. They called the national hotline, who then sent them to us. Kennedy didn't know that we were a part of that service, but brought her friend to our office, and our medical director, Dr. Glenn Ritter, was able to get her started on that reversal process, and her baby's life was saved. Her baby's going to be born in another week or two here. So praise God for the way he is using APR in these women's lives. There have been four babies now that through our office we have had the privilege of seeing born because of abortion pill reversal. Unfortunately, after the second set of pills have been taken, it's no longer a possibility. We had a client call us just a couple weeks ago, and she was distraught and did not want to continue with the process, but she'd already taken the second set of pills. So for them, there is hope too. Not every story is a good one, and we see a lot of women who we don't know what their choice is going to be when they leave the office. We sometimes do know that they have chosen to abort, and we want them to know we are there for them as well. I am working with a client right now who is 16 years old. Last summer, she had an abortion, and when she came to talk to me, she was absolutely distraught, crying uncontrollably, and so thankful that she had a place to go where she could talk about it. She didn't know who to talk to. Her parents knew about the abortion, and they supported her decision, but they didn't understand the grief that she was experiencing. And the process itself was horrendous for her. I won't go into any detail, but it was awful. So we're working with her and helping her to understand there is hope. And we have a post-abortion care group that meets, And sometimes people like to meet in a group setting. Sometimes it needs to be more personal, just one-on-one. But we are there for women who have aborted and need that healing. And I have a little clip here about post-abortion healing that she'll share with you now.
With the decision you made when you were pregnant, maybe you felt like you had no choice. Maybe you were pressured by your partner, your friend, your parents. The timing wasn't right, or you didn't think you could afford it. Or you had plans for your future and a baby wasn't part of those plans yet. You thought abortion was the best decision at that moment in your life. That feeling of sadness and regret, even guilt, has been hard to overcome. You are not alone. Whether your abortion was last week, last year, or 10 years ago, many women experience grief and regret. It can feel overwhelming and isolating. Sadness, anger, loneliness, and denial are all common emotional side effects of abortion. The aftermath of abortion can even take a toll on your relationships. Are you tired of being confronted with the pain of your past abortion over and over again? Did you know you can experience freedom from the pain you've been carrying? There is peace. You are not defined by the regret of your past choices. We are here to help and support you at your own pace and tailored to your unique journey. You are beautiful. Don't let another day go by. You have a hope-filled future ahead of you.
It is very common for women and men after an abortion to just feel a lack of hope. It doesn't just affect women, it affects men as well. And the most recent post-abortion group we had that met was actually composed of three people that were close to my age, none of whom had shared their experience with anybody. They had carried that for years, and they didn't know where to go to get help. Even though they had a supportive church family, they didn't feel like they could talk about it at church because they didn't want to be judged. They didn't want to be ostracized or labeled a sinner. I just always want to make it clear to anybody who has any kind of experience with abortion, whether somebody you know or whether you've had that experience yourself, God forgives all sin. That's why Jesus went to the cross. When we repent, when we ask his forgiveness, he does forgiveness. Abortion is not an unforgivable sin. There is hope on the other side, and there is help available. This client that I'm working with told me, I just know that God hates me. And so trying to work with her through that process of understanding, no, you are actually loved a lot by God. And I am so proud of her for getting the help now and not waiting years and years for that to happen. Well, I want to share with you some ways you can get involved. There are lots of things that you can do. One of them is the hotline advocacy that I was telling you about. For any of you women who may be interested in that, it does require coming up to the office for some training. But then after that, when you're trained, you just choose the nights that work for you or weekends to take the phone lines, and we transfer them to you. We just always want to make sure that our clients have a person to talk to when they call, that they aren't sent to some automated messages. So we don't get a lot of activity anymore on our hotline. When I was doing it, we got a lot, but now with the internet, we're finding that people are making appointments online or looking on the internet to get the information. But hotline advocacy is definitely something that you can do. Life skills class. Last week, one of my coworkers, Amy, came to talk to you, I think. She is the Life Skills Class Coordinator. That's a class that meets on Tuesday nights. It's a further type of education. We have professionals from the community come in and talk about a wide variety of topics, and we provide snacks for our clients. So we are always looking for people who will provide snacks for those Tuesday night Life Skills classes. So if you like to bake, if you like to put together goodies for people, that would be a wonderful way that you could help. If it's not practical for you to bring it up to Sioux Falls on Tuesday when we have those classes, I just live right down the road in Freeman. I'd be happy if you dropped it off at my house to bring it up for you. So that's something that you could do. The Descendants Dinner. Every year we have a fundraising dinner. And it's at the Convention Center this year. It's going to be on April 29th. We are having a speaker come in this year, a doctor from Florida who's very active in the abortion pill rescue process. He's going to share a little bit about that. But it's a wonderful evening of meeting with other people who are so supportive of life and having a wonderful meal, nice music, some client testimonies. And so if you are interested in coming to the Descendants Dinner, there's a sign-up sheet back on the table out there. Actually, if you're interested in helping in any way, you can sign your name there with your phone number and what you're interested in, and somebody will be in touch with you. But our office couldn't function without the generous support that we receive. We get no government funding at all. It's all through donors. And we have a staff of 12 people. And we have a beautiful office. And I can't tell you that facility that we have, how that speaks to women's hearts. I have had countless clients tell me when they walk in, this is just really a calming place. I really like it here. And we work really hard to make the environment inviting and welcoming. So more than all those things, I say this from the bottom of my heart, we covet your prayer. When we go into those visits with clients, we don't know what the conversation's going to be like. We have had a lot of abortion-minded clients find us recently. We always make it very clear when they call that we don't provide abortions, we don't provide abortion referrals, but we can give them accurate information about abortion and how we can help them if they would choose life. And still, they'll come to the office and they'll say, I can get an abortion today, right? And so I haven't heard of one yet that has left when they've come to the office and found out, no, we don't do that, but we can offer these other services. So it takes a lot of emotional and mental and spiritual energy to meet these clients on a daily basis. So when you think of the Alpha Center, please just pray for the advocates who are meeting with the clients each day, that God would give us the words to speak that they need to hear. And we are actually in need of another advocate right now, so if you know of anybody who might be interested in that kind of work, you can let me know or you can refer them to the office. So with that, Joey is going to come up and he's going to pray for the ministry, for the moms, for all of those things, and then we'll end with another little video clip.
Father God, we want to lift up the Alpha Center to you, the people who work there, the staff. Lord, we know that there's some very difficult days, and there's some really joyous occasions as well. So we ask for your sustaining power and your spirit to help them through those times. And Lord, I especially want to pray for some of the moms who come in who have had the abortion and now are just hurting, and they need someone to talk to them and just demonstrate the love that you have for them. These people who, the staff there, are your hands and feet in a pretty messy war. So we just want to pray for your blessing on them, sustain them, and continue to use them for your glory. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you again for having me today. It's a privilege to share about the work that's happening at Alpha Center. And we'll end with a short little video of some clients whose lives have been touched by our ministry.
Thank you. Thank you, Patty and Joey, for coming. It's been a blessing. It's remarkable the work that the Alpha Center actually does do. It's amazing. And if you ever get a chance to volunteer, go to the banquet or any of those, we've been there. Kathy and I have gone. It's been a blessing to go and enjoy. And saving babies, hey, it's great. God is good. I can't imagine not being a grandparent. It's been a blessing just to share and to be able to love and to give. So thank you for coming. It's a blessing to have you here. If you all turn and stand, the final hymn, which will be 480, Only Trust Him. Please stand. Now for the benediction, may the God of all hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And now we will sing God Bless America as a prayer for our nation.
Thank you.
Amen. All right, you may be seated. Thank you all for coming. Don't forget the offering boxes, plates in the back, and have a wonderful day.